7:25 p.m.
7:25 p.m. Wow, so close yet so far. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC. Yeah, and we all know what that means. That means it's time to pour some yummy tea. Oh yeah, doesn't that look good? Yes, yes it does. 19:30 UTC is also the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. My name is Tobe. Not only am I the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, I'm also the guy that's going to drink this tea. Oh, it's so good. What is it? You can probably hear my cat meowing in the background. She's trying to meow through the door. She says, oh, what are you doing in there? Are you doing Dubious Goals Committee?
Who's out there? Well, I don't know what that means because I don't speak kitty language. Oh, do you think a translator will be provided? Broop, 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 broop.
You're not going to give me any more loud yangs? I want to hear the loud yangs on the radio. Well, that's a little baby says. Okay, so before we see what the cat's up to, and don't we already know what's going to happen? I'm going to open the door. The cat's going to say, oh, let's go upstairs into the kitchen and drink some water. And I'll say, okay. Ah, good tea today. But before we do any cat business, we have to do numbers business. So let's ask our numbers lady. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you are so very welcome, numbers lady. We do love all those tasty numbers that you provide to us. So I guess now we have to see what the cat's doing, like we don't know what's going to happen. And I think I can handle this right now, so let's open the door. Get on the floor, and everybody walk. The dinosaur.
Well, hello, little fluffy britches. What are you doing out here? Are you just being a yang baby?
And the yang baby runs up the stairs.
Bro, I hear you too. What are you doing?
And the cat's walking over into the dining room as I walk into the closest door into the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen. I'm waiting for the cat to walk around. Here she comes in the other door because that's how kitties like to do it.
Because some of us are just a little bit wacky.
Yeah, you got your own private door to the kitchen, huh? Oh, that's your own. Oh, this is the door for me. Yeah. Okay, so the cat's just sitting here. Actually standing here, waiting for me to grab the kitty water cup.
Does a baby want some water? You gonna give me a meow?
No, we're not gonna get any meows. What if we do this? Nope. Once again, we're just not gonna get any kitty meows right into the microphone. So, we'll fill up the water cup. Because that's what I am. I'm the kitty bartender.
Well, what is it?
Oh, you can see your cup of water, and it's not being lowered down onto the floor fast enough for you? Is that what this means? Okay, yes, here you go. Put the kitty cup on the ground. Okay, so the cat has water, so we're gonna walk down and position ourselves in front of the television because I believe there's a game on and we need to see what game that is. Is it Leicester City? No, it's Arsenal and Watford? No, I don't. It's and the cat's gonna follow us down here. And what's happening? Oh, okay, sit down here, and let's check the football schedule before any bases get dropped. Damn it! Too late. Base drop baby has already beat me to the punch. Oh, base drop baby. You're almost as fun as numbers, lady. Okay, so, yeah. Well, look at this. My game doesn't start for about 45 minutes. I thought it started... Okay, well, that's cool, too. I don't have to worry. Oh, there's two games. No wonder I'm confused. Okay, so we got Newcastle first, and then... Brighton and Hove, and then what's after that? Nothing, just blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, that's great. Yay! Oh, and look what else is on. House. Yo, I house you. And then after that is more house. It looks like it's house marathon day on the old Beverly Hills 9021 bass drop. And I guess we're not going to have to deal with anything other than that. So, why am I getting comfortable? Why am I leaning back and getting comfortable? Oh, this is not good. I gotta tell you, I'm a little sore today. I'm kind of messed up. Maybe it's just because I stayed up too late, but I am coming around, so that's good. And what's doing it for me right now? Is it the tea? Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I meant to say... Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good tea.
Oh, yeah.
Very good tea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, so why was I up so late last night? Well, I wasn't doing much of anything. I was just watching, I was watching little documentaries about all of the old super rich guys. Rockefeller, Carnegie, Mellon, you know, these guys, the captains of industry in an age gone by, back in the old Industrial Revolution and afterwards. And so... why was I doing this? Oh, only because, you know, these are all names that I know, and I, you know, I know that these guys are all super rich and blah, blah, blah. But I can't ever remember which guy did for stuff and things. Also speak English. I can never remember which guy got all of his money. Which guy's the oil guy? Which guy is the steel guy? Which guy is the whatever, right? So I was watching a few of those last night, and they were pretty good. And I was like, yeah, rich guys, whatever. And then I had an idea. And then I had one of my brilliant Tobe ideas. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, great. Tobe came up with another weird-ass thing to eat for breakfast. No. No, I have another idea, and it's not breakfast related. And I don't know where this idea came from, really. I remember watching something a couple of days ago that I think planted the seed in my head, but it all sort of came together for me last night. And here's the idea, or here's what I need, or maybe I should couch this in different terms just to stay safe in case Uncle Grandfather shows up and starts talking about banana. Or a banana. Because that's something that could happen at any given time. I rest my case. So here's my idea, and this I should preface all of this by saying that this is, of course, just the next chapter in the book that I'm writing. The fictional book that I'm writing that may also be turned into a screenplay for a movie. So, these are all just fictional ideas that aren't really going to be executed.
These are, when I say I mean, you know, the character that I'll be playing in this movie that I'm writing. So basically, the main character needs to get some kind of pen. Something that he can put ink in. Except he's not going to be putting ink in it. He's going to be putting something else in it. What could that possibly be? Well, you know how I am. I believe in ink. I believe in writing. I believe in calligraphy. I believe in all of these things. I believe in the free expression of art in public. I'm a big fan of public art, like statues, big bronze statues. And, you know, just about anything else that's in public, it's good art. So what I was thinking was, what if you have some kind of problem, like there's a big piece of steel? What if you have a big piece of steel and you want to, you know, make some art out of it? Or maybe you want to create some art on it. And you think, yeah, okay, well, you know, spray paint always makes good art. And you think, okay, I could spray paint the steel, but yeah, no, not really. Because once you spray paint the steel and the paint dries, it's really easy to get off. I mean, all you need to do is, you know, well, scrub it off. You don't even have to scrub it. You can just put, you know, paint solvent on it and boom, you're ready to go. Fresh steel. So I started thinking, what could you use to mark steel? You know, that wouldn't be washed off in like 3 seconds in the rain or by, you know, a municipal worker or, I mean, you know, accidentally get cleaned up by a janitor in an art gallery, right? So you need to think of something. So I thought, what kind of special ink do I need? Look, and you know me, I'm an inky guy. I like inks. I got all kinds of crazy ink. And I started thinking, hey, don't I have some lovely copper sulfate crystals? Some copper 2 sulfate? Of course I do. So I was thinking, there's my ink right there. That could mark a number of metals. Steel. Does that work on bronze? Or do you have to, I think you might have to heat bronze. Well, it's funny you should mention that. I also just happen to have a tiny little torch. A little tiny blowtorch that's about 8 inches long, or 20 centimeters for my metrically inclined friends. Runs on butane. Yeah. So anyway, this is what I need. I need a pen. I started thinking, this is great. I could just apply copper sulfate solution. You know, just, you know, mix some copper sulfate with some, distilled water or deionized water or something. Something that sounds super sciencey but can be purchased in a grocery store, because there's nothing I love more than science at the grocery store. Get your science. And so I've got distilled water. I've got copper 2 sulfate crystals. I could just whip up a solution. What kind of solution? I don't know. Let's just go, you know, saturated, because I do love me some saturated solutions. And then I thought, okay, how am I going to deliver this? Well, I could just use like Q-tips, you know, cotton swabs. Then I'd have to have a little bottle and dip the cotton swab in and then keep on dipping it. No. So I started thinking of all kinds of ideas. I could put it in a little spray bottle, and I could have my own spray paint that was really copper sulfate. But then I'd have to cut stencils, and I'd have to cut tape stencils, and you know, that's a great idea and all if you need some fine lines and stuff like that. But then I started thinking, no, pen. So I started thinking about pens, and I started thinking, okay, well, I could put it in a rapidograph, but no, that's flat surface paper kind of work. That's not going to work out for me. All the ink is going to run. The solution's going to run. That's not the solution. Dip pens, forget it. And then I remembered that somewhere, didn't I see some kind of pen that you could buy and you could fill it up with anything you wanted, but it was felt tip, magic marker type? That's what I need. That's the application for a felt tip pen. So basically what I need is a felt tip pen that has no ink in it that I can ink up for myself. And I swear to God, I saw these somewhere recently. And I started thinking to myself, well, maybe I saw them at one of the craft stores, but I haven't been to one of these craft stores in forever. And I'm thinking I might have seen those good ones. You know, those good Japanese markers that I like? Did I see one of those that was blank or empty? Yeah, I think I did. And that was at the art store, but that was like 10 years ago. Do they still have them? It seems like I've seen something since then. I can't remember where I saw it. And it might have been in a YouTube video. It might have been in a YouTube video about vandals, and they went to a vandal store. Yes, these exist in New York City. And you could buy all kinds of blank pens to put ink in, and I got so jealous. Now I'm just like, I never wanted to be in New York City before until I found out they had specific vandal stores that just sell spray paint. And all the best spray paint and every single color you could ever possibly imagine and all the tips you would ever possibly need, and people coming in selling custom tips, and all these vandals are using the internet and computers, and they're making 3D printed custom spray paint can tips for their vandalism. So I want a felt tip marker that I can put copper sulfate in. So then I can write my name on steel. I mean, my character in the movie will write his tag. See, I know street vandalism talk. He has a tag and he tags municipal property. Oh, he's bad character. He's a bad, bad character. No. But you know. Yeah, I'll say. Banana. Oh, don't start up all that weird banana stuff today. Don't. Oh no! Okay, you can try to blame me. You can shout at your computer monitors, tell what the hell's going on. What are you subjecting us to? Well, one, that was obviously Banana Cha-Cha by Momoland. And two, it's not my fault. I didn't have anything to do with it.
No.
I blame Uncle Grandfather with his banana and his banana, but that's not even really what happened. I swear to God, I was just sitting here and a chick walks up to me and she says,
"You got girlfriend, Vietnam?"
No, but I clearly have girlfriend, banana cha-cha. But maybe we need to get back to the music. So, what should we listen to next? I don't have any idea of what kind of music I feel like listening to. Does anybody have any ideas of what music should I play? What music do you think we should play? I just have so many questions. Oh, but what are we doing? We should just ask Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, what kind of music should I play?
Ancient Chinese Secrets.
Ancient Chinese Secret, huh?
That didn't even make sense. That's a non sequitur. What is this show coming to? Oh, I know what I need. I think I need some cowbell rock. Yeah, sometimes I need cowbell rock. And so we're going to go straight back into more with Grand Funk Railroad. We're an American band. Duh.
We'll be right back.
the cowbell in American popular music. There's your thesis right there, kids. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tub, you're so old. You like dinosaur rock and cowbells. Yeah, and I'll allow you to get a little high and mighty. I'll allow you to get a little bit nutty. But just you remember, you're either going to listen to dinosaur rock or you're going to listen to this. Which would you rather have? Decide now. Decide carefully. Don't get me wrong. I love cute Korean girls in K-pop little dance bands, especially that one. Look at that one. There's a cultural treasure. What a cutie. Regardless, trust me, I know what's best for you. And that's why I set you up with things like Banana Cha-Cha and then make you listen to cowbell rock, because cowbell rock rules. Oh, you don't think so? You don't think so? Yeah, yeah, I own your ass, because I can drop Banana Cha-Cha whenever I want. Oh, I think I might be losing it. Do I need to go do a Banana Cha-Cha? Do I need to get out of here? Yes, I gotta find some food. I want a taco, not a Banana Cha-Cha. You have been listening to the Dubious Banana Cha-Cha Committee, a show that airs every day at 19 Cha-Cha, right here on Banana Radio. What?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.